We were scared of not making it out of district, of ending our season short, and not making it any further. So we raced, I felt badly determined the whole way. I can't remember most of the race, only finishing right behind my teammate, exhausted. It was one of those races where I don't regret anything. Coach told us afterwards we most likely won it, considering most of us set new personal records and earned positions in the first pack. When Coach said something, we all believed it, without doubt. So we weren't shocked when we won. First time in Tompkins cross country history that we got out of district and regions. We finished the season placing 11th at state. The culture our coach built had finally given its fruits. The only sad part was that he wasn't there to see it last. But it still lives on, and I am glad I got the chance to help build it. This culture was built on excellence. It was built on achieving each individual potential and standing on your own 2 feet. It is a team sport that focuses on individual achievements. The way I help build this culture is by working on achieving my personal best, which pushes the runner in front of me to push his best and so on. It's like a domino effect. The slower guy catches the runner ahead of him, forcing him to run harder to not get beat, catching the runner ahead of him, and so on. Not only is achieving your personal best help those around you, your attitude and motivation can also impact others. If you are willing and have the desire to concentrate and push through the hard workouts, then others will realize it is possible and follow your lead. Previous runners have opened my eyes to what can be done, and I have caused others to do the same. This desire to excel has brought us victories, but most importantly, we have set high standards that the future generation can undertake. My story has inspired my teammates to understand and realize the effort necessary to become one of the best. I like to surround myself with people better than me to learn and be inspired by them. This was my reason to run in varsity. Competing with people who have to develop proactive habits and tough mindsets have impacted me to have the same. You are who you spend your time with. I learned how to become a mature and a competitive runner through the last 4 years, and I have trained according to the quote, training the hardest and the longest without getting hurt. It may sound simple and common sense, but the percentage of runners who either got drastically hurt, have given up, or have let the intensity of the workouts die are very high. I haven't lived to the fullest in training the hardest or the longest, even though I have accomplished a great deal, but since I have avoided every major injury, I have advised people about ways to avoid injuries. For example, hydration is important for a runner, but many forget the value of it and the way it helps your body adapt to the environment, resulting in injuries due to lack of hydration. The District Mile race I ran my junior year is a race I will never forget. I ran a previous 800 meter race in which I ran poorly. I tried tactical decisions in the 800, for example, wearing down other athletes with a strong early pace or having a well-developed finishing kick, but I burned out. For the mile, my only goal was to break 440, the time I constantly ran during the track season. It was frustrating how I was so close of breaking 440, but never quite was able to do it in any of my previous races. This was my last chance. I had decided beforehand to stay with a 7-leg runner who has already ran below 440. That was the only thing I had to do to run a personal record. Stretching allowed me more optional range of motion to help warm up the muscle before a race. I was nervous. The only thing I remember about that race was how the gun fired, and I luckily I wasn't cut off at the beginning from the 7-leg runner I wanted to stay with. How I sprinted 10 meters to stay with him in the middle of the race, and how I sprinted the last 200 meters. After the race, I realized I had passed him and ran a 4:33. I was the fourth person to have ran below 440 in the Tompkins cross country history. I was glad that I ran my fastest, but I have risen the expectations for my teammates, showing them what can be done. The summer training before my senior year was focused on 2 things, winning state and wondering about our new coach. Our last coach had left us, but we were still motivated to win state. We did train during those hot summer days, and it did pay off when we started to win every cross country meet we ran in. District came in the only team that could ever that could have taken a district champion title was Seven Lakes. Two of the Tompkins runner got first and second, but Seven Lakes almost won until a sixth runner beat their sixth runner. We won district 2 years in a row, and now it was regions we have to worry about. Kingwood was the school that was determined to win regions. Their first three runners are incredibly fast, but it's a big drop off from the rest of the team. By beating two of the top three Kingwood runners and the rest of the team, we came through and won it as well. State is where every great runner competes to see who is the best on that day. Every race, every workout, every run all leads up to state. Nobody cares about how many races you won previously. If you can't win state or at least get close to winning it, then in reality it's all pointless. So there we were, second year in a row, having hope that we might get third or maybe second place. We went identical to district the year before. We all got new personal records and I finished in third in my team, 59 in the race, running a new PR of 16 flat for a 5K. I helped build this team that was non-existent 3 years ago to a school people respected. I am glad that I ran a state and helped my team place fourth. We have set the standards high. Tompkins is capable of competing with state material teams, and the future generation could work on placing higher than fourth place. Finally, a final way I impacted my team was when I was the third person in Tompkins' history to run below 4:30 for the mile. This track season, I ran a 4:27 mile behind the top two runners at Tompkins, both running a 4:25. Running a 4:30s. It's no longer the standard, and we are capable of running faster. Now any future runner, Tompkins runners, knows that if three guys in the past can run below 4:30, then maybe they can too, maybe even faster. I am glad I have impacted a cross-country team in different ways, and I hope I left lessons like tactical decisions and intelligence to make tactical decisions while racing, or inspiration to my story to any future Tompkins runner.